Instant reaction, night one, WrestleMania. I'm probably whispering because I had this great idea. Usually we put our son Jet to sleep at about 6, 6:30, which a lot of people are jealous of because we get him to sleep so early and then we at least have some sense of a night. I don't know why, but because the Nets were playing at 8:30, because WrestleMania was taking place, I said, Jet, you want to try to stay up all night? And he's like, yeah. By 8:15, he was passed out on an Arrow mattress. I had set up Arrow mattress. I set up right in front of the big TV room that we have. So he's passed out. I walked slightly upstairs to now do this podcast. So even though I'm not sure if he can hear me, plus the TVs were blasting, so why would me talking, 15 feet away wake him up? I just have this urge to whisper or talk lower than normal. So that's why I sound this way. As far as WrestleMania is concerned, I wasn't sure about two nights. I understand why they did it last year. They needed to do something special with no fans in the stands. I'm actually loving two nights of WrestleMania, but more on that in a little bit. Bianca Belair, Sasha Banks, main events, night one of WrestleMania. And it was a hell of a match. I was pretty sure Bianca was going to win, winning the Women's Royal Rumble, how over they're trying to get her. So I'm not stunned she won. It was a hell of a match. I like the ending. I like the fact that her hair, that braid that she has, turned out to really be the difference in the match. There's a tug of war between her and Sasha, and then she uses it as a weapon, which why the hell not? It's legal. It's your hair. So it's not an illegal weapon. And then she gets the victory. But my favorite part of the match, of this main event for the SmackDown Women's title, Raw Women's title, SmackDown Women's title, was when Bianca Belair had a very close 2.5 call. I thought she was just freaking out in the ring and it was hilarious when she started almost crying. No. We've seen wrestlers upset they didn't get the 3 count. But the over-the-top reaction from Bianca Belair actually made me laugh out loud. I'm not saying LOL. No, I literally chuckled out loud because it was so over the freaking top. It wasn't bad. And I got to tell you, most of this night just wasn't bad. It was good. It was okay. What I've noticed about the WWE over the last, a year, maybe longer, is that Raw and SmackDown mostly suck. The storylines aren't that interesting. And night in and night out, their TV product isn't very good. But every time I sit down and watch a big event or a pay-per-view, whatever you want to call it, and then I come up and do this podcast, I find myself liking most of the matches. Thinking, yeah, that wasn't bad. How many times have I done a podcast where I said, boy, that just sucked? Maybe once, maybe twice. But for the most part, they put together a pretty good big event. This was good. I can't, and I guess this is where the whole WrestleMania and comparing it to past WrestleManias make this so difficult. Because it's a two-night event, and because there are other matches I'm looking forward to, I can't define WrestleMania by one night. But what's really good about two nights of WrestleMania, and I know their plan is not to do this again next year in Dallas, but I'll tell you what's good about it. You take matches that normally would be throwaways, that normally would be 5 minutes, or wouldn't even be on the card, and you give it time. And the specific example I'll give you was what I thought was the match of the night tonight. And that was Cesaro against Seth Rollins. Now, excuse me, if this was a one-night, five-hour WrestleMania, because that's the other thing. You have one night, it's like a five-hour card. Cesaro and Seth Rollins is on the main card, but how much time do you think they give him? Think about it. How much time do you think Cesaro and Seth Rollins would have had if it wasn't a, hey, we got two nights, we could take our time? And that was a hell of a match. I know some people don't like the swing that Cesaro has. It's all right. It's cool. But for the most part, it was a great wrestling match. And to me, had a surprise ending. I didn't think Cesaro would win. And he got the victory over Seth, the clean victory over Seth Rollins. Now, here's the concern, though. Let's all be fair about this. Cesaro finally getting his push. That's the sense. You know, they even built up, this is the first time Cesaro is getting a singles match at WrestleMania, which is tough to believe, but then when you think about it, really not that difficult to believe. Okay, great. He gets a singles match at WrestleMania. He beats this clear-cut main eventer in Seth Rollins. But now what? That was my concern after I was excited initially that Cesaro got the victory. Because like most people, Cesaro's great. Like, I think he's great. I think he's fantastic. I thought the moment for him to get his big push was after WrestleMania 30 when he won the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. It was awesome. Remember how he won that match? Like, he throws the Big Show out. He's got Paul Heyman as a manager. He was on a rocket ship. Like, he was going to be a star. And I envisioned at that moment, boy, Brock Cesaro at SummerSlam, you know, something like that. And it never happened. And look, he's had a very good WWE career. He's had tag teams. He's had a bunch of tag teams. Him and Sheamus for a bunch of years. Him and Natty's husband for a while. And he's always a great performer. But I'm very skeptical. And I've said this a bunch of times when they've done this with long-time mid-carders where they say, okay, now we're going to give him a push. Sometimes there is a push, and sometimes it even gets elevated to winning the WWE Championship. Look at Kofi Kingston. But then eventually, look what happens. Kofi is back to being a mid-carder. That run that he had that lasted 8-9 months, that was it. It went away. I don't know if Cesaro even gets to that. I'm not sure he's going to go win a championship now. Do we think he is? So it was great. I'm glad he was given a one-on-one match. I'm glad him and Seth had a lot of time. And clearly, Seth doesn't need wins like this anymore. Seth's a main eventer. As soon as you want to put Seth back in the main event mix, go ahead and do it. Him losing to Cesaro is not a big deal. I'm just very skeptical that 7 years, 7 years after Cesaro, I think it was WrestleMania 30. Am I wrong? Was it WrestleMania 31 where he won the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal? No, I think it was 30. I stick with that. I think it was 30. Like, that was his moment to be shot to the moon. So, I don't know, man. I mean, is he going to get a push? Probably. But where does it go? But that match is why two nights of WrestleMania makes sense. It really does. As far as the rest of the card was concerned, we got to go to the beginning because there was something awesome at the beginning and then something that was god-awful. So part of what makes WrestleMania 37 exciting is not only that it's WrestleMania, but, man, we're going to finally see a wrestling event with fans in the stands. We've seen football, we've seen hockey now, basketball, obviously baseball, but wrestling, and I tweeted this out, I really believe this, needs fans more than any other sport. Because you can pump in fake crowd noise and it imitates what the fans would actually do. It's not that complicated. DJ LeMahieu at an RBI double, the crowd at Yankee Stadium is cheering. It's not very confusing what a crowd would do. I score a touchdown or my team scores a touchdown. Yes, people are going to get loud. Sure, the booing for players on your own team wouldn't occur with fake sound, as you may have heard at Citi Field on Saturday when Michael Conforto was hearing it from the crowd. But in pro wrestling, they dictate the guys and gals that they like and they dislike. And that's the difference. It's not predictable the way a crowd is for a, hey, my team won, I'm going to cheer. It's pro wrestling. So I was excited. I got to tell you, I was pumped up more so for that than anything that was on the Saturday night card. But, you know, Vince opening the show was cool. All the wrestlers being out there for America the Beautiful was awesome. One thing I am simpatico with Vince McMahon about is that America the Beautiful is a great song. And the national anthem is okay. America the Beautiful is awesome. And Vince says, F it. We're going to open WrestleManias with America the Beautiful. And I thought it was a great touch that everybody was out there. So I liked it. Everybody, even those that are fighting on Sunday night. Edge, Roman Reigns, Roman in his suit. I thought that was great. And then, of course, we have a rain delay. I mean, look, wrestling is not a sport. For anyone who tweets at me it's a fake sport. Look, no one suggests wrestling's a sport. A part of why I like the WWE more than MMA is that it's scripted. MMA can just be boring. You know, you can't guarantee you're going to have a result that you're plotting out with this cool ending. You know, some may like it, some may not like it, but wrestling is scripted. It's like Broadway. It's like a movie. Well, in my movies that I watch, TV shows that I watch, we don't want a freaking 35-minute rain delay. We save that for baseball. Even football nowadays, when they have lightning delays that take an hour. So when they announce, all right, we're going to begin a weather delay, I'm cracking up thinking, well, really? And look, they did a terrible job filling. I mean, just interviews, hyping up the same thing you just hyped up for an hour and really just hyped up for the last month. I mean, it was brutal. But what are you going to do? You don't know when the weather delay is going to end. We're not getting a tweet out from the WWE. All right, expected first pitch, 9:15. But they kind of, I think it was about 8:35 they began it. And they clearly didn't feel the need to rush because they sent Hulk Hogan and Titus O'Neil out to just BS. Look, we don't need a WrestleMania host. Okay, it's unnecessary. We don't need to see Titus O'Neil. It's great that he does a ton of charity work and that he got the Warrior Award. Good for him. He seems like a great guy. But do we need him hosting WrestleMania? Hulk Hogan, I got to tell you, should just go away. I don't want to see Hulk Hogan ever again. He's a legend. He's an all-time great. It's the same stuff. What you going to do when WrestleMania? We don't need to see it anymore. There are certain legends you can bring out, and they kind of give you something that still, I don't know, works. Like Stone Cold still works. Hulk Hogan doesn't. So that was a waste of time. That was a good five-minute waste of time. And they open up with the WWE Championship match. And so as this match is starting, I'm mixed about who I think is going to win. A part of me says, well, Drew's going to win because Drew McIntyre has been one of the guys, at least the guy on Raw for the last year, the entire pandemic. He wins his championship, which for him should be emotional a year ago as he finally climbs the ladder after all these years. And he does it with nobody in the building. He does it in that stupid performance center, right? See, I'm thinking, all right, they gave Drew the first match because they're saying, Drew, we're giving you the first match with a crowd. We're going to give you the crowd. And so based on that, I'm thinking, well, he's going to win. I mean, they're just setting it up for McIntyre to win. But then the other part of me says, they're opening night one with it. This is where the title doesn't change hands. You know, because it's opening up the show. And you knew, all right, Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair is closing the show. I guess that makes sense. We'll see a title change. So I was kind of mixed. I mean, I really didn't know the result, which is the way you want it. And the match was okay. You know, it was your typical hard-hitting match between these two guys. But Bobby Lashley beating him clean? Wow. I didn't see. And it was, for the most part, clean. I mean, don't give me the MVP distracted McIntyre as he's about to do the Claymore kick for like a split second. I mean, he beat him clean. He beat him clean. He beat him with the Hurt Locker, as they call it. Hell, I mean, it was a good match. Surprising ending. I do question now, okay, what? Is this just going to continue for a few months? Are they going to give Drew the victory eventually over Bobby? Which I'm not a fan of. You know, I'm not a fan of, you have a WrestleMania match, there's a few more rematches, and the other guy who didn't win finally gets the win. And they've done that before. Triple H, Randy Orton after 25. They did it with, there's a few. Oh, Triple H, Rock after WrestleMania 2000. Like, no, just if you're going to have McIntyre beat Lashley, have him do it at WrestleMania. I do like MVP as a manager, especially with the cane. I don't know why. I like that. He should never give up the cane. We saw the NWO again. Can I address what everyone's thinking about with the NWO? Which is great that they're in the Hall of Fame. Yes, yeah, Scott Hall looks insanely old. Yeah, Kevin Nash looks old. Yeah, Hulk Hogan can't get into the Hollywood Hogan character. It's like cheesy Hulk Hogan trying to be NWO Hulk Hogan and it doesn't work. But that's not what I want to bring up. I mean, what are we doing with X-Pac? Are we changing WWE, WCW history? Like, if I say to anybody who grew up watching 90s wrestling, hey, name the first few members you can think of the NWO. And just name the first six members of the NWO. We'll expand through the top three. No one is saying six or six-pack or whatever the hell they call them. Here's what you're thinking. Here's what I'm thinking. Hulk Hogan, Scott Hall, Kevin Nash. That's easy. And then after that, I'm thinking The Giant. I'm thinking Macho Man Randy Savage. I'm thinking Scott Steiner. Damn it, I'm thinking Vincent. I'm thinking Virgil over X-Pac 6. So what was the thought, what was the need to say we're going to put him in that group that's going into the Hall of Fame? And I have nothing against Sean Waltman. Like, I actually liked him. I did. Back in the day, I thought X-Pac was great when he was with DX. The Bronco Buster? I mean, who doesn't love that? So, I'm not even anti-X-Pac. I'm just reasonable, and I appreciate wrestling history, and there's no way in God's green earth, X-Pac, Six, whatever you want to call him, should be on the freaking dais as the NWO is being inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. What are we doing? The tag team turmoil match, you know what we call that? That's filler. That's saying, all right, we got all of these women and sometimes all of these guys. We want to give them that WrestleMania check. Let's throw as many people as we can into a match. Now, because you got two nights of Mania, you can do the gimmick of, all right, winner of this match gets a chance at the tag titles, and that'll be tomorrow. And I already forgot who won. Oh, it was Natty. Natty and Tamina won. And I think it was Michael Cole said, Natty and Tamina, they're tired of living in their parents' shadow. Their whole gimmick is that they're the kids of former wrestlers. They use the same moves as people in their families. What the hell are we doing? I don't remember anything about this match other than the fact that Mandy Rose tripped. And that was kind of funny. We had that tag title match where Omos and AJ became the tag team champion. So here's what I'm thinking with Omos, who is this incredible looking figure. And obviously AJ, who's brilliant. It reeks of Shawn Michaels Diesel. I can't be the only one who thinks that. It reeks of Shawn Michaels Diesel. And eventually we got that payoff where they turned on each other and they had a WrestleMania 11 match. Should have been the main event, but yes, Lawrence Taylor was main eventing. More on Lawrence Taylor in a second. So they win the tag titles. Omos doesn't really do much in the ring other than destroy the New Day. But are we heading towards an AJ Omos split? Like, is that what we get at some point? And if we do, can Omos work? Like, I can't even answer that after this tag match. I hope he can. And look, AJ is so gifted and so talented that Omos doesn't have to do that much for that match and feud to work. But as Omos had AJ on his shoulders, I'm looking at them thinking, are we going to get some kind of great split between the two of them and some kind of match? Or maybe not. Maybe Omos is just there. He's an intimidating figure. And there isn't going to be a split. And there isn't going to be a match. I don't know. But that's all I could think about during that match. All I could think about during the Braun Strowman-Shane McMahon match is why. Like, why does Shane McMahon feel the need to wrestle? I don't feel the need to watch him. Oh, but Evan, he's going to have a big bump. I've seen Shane McMahon take bumps for 20 years. And what was the point of this match? The whole point of this angle was Braun Strowman is called stupid. I'm going to win for all the people that say you're stupid. Now, there was one cool spot in this match when Strowman ripped open the cage and pulled Shane inside. Very cool. I enjoyed that. But I didn't enjoy the idea that Shane McMahon's out there. Like, do they not feel they have enough wrestlers where they got to throw Shane McMahon in the mix? And look, he works out, and he's not terrible. It's just, I'm not interested in seeing him. Now, speaking of Lawrence Taylor, Lawrence Taylor needs to be in the WWE Hall of Fame. All right, you're going to put William Shatner as a celebrity in the WWE Hall of Fame, and you're not going to put a guy who main evented a WrestleMania. And everybody was going nuts about Bad Bunny tonight. And Bad Bunny was great. I'm not going to rip him. Bad Bunny was one of the great celebrity wrestling performances we've ever seen. Him and Damian Priest who looks like a dominatrix, defeated Miz and Morrison. Okay? And Bad Bunny was doing some crazy crap, and it's awesome. But LT did some good stuff. I wouldn't say crazy crap. LT did some good stuff in his match with Bigelow. I mean, for that era, see, we got to keep things in perspective. For that era, it was pretty good. Any main event at a WrestleMania. Every time they induct some kind of celebrity into the WWE Hall of Fame, I think Lawrence Taylor. I think, what are we doing? And I know, don't waste your time tweeting at me. The WWE needs to be on a good terms with you. They're probably scared of LT's past. I totally understand it. I'm just being fair that William Shatner and Pete Rose and Donald Trump, they're all in the WWE Hall of Fame for really doing what? Just being celebrities who were involved at some point. This guy main evented a WrestleMania. But kudos to Bad Bunny. He did a great job. A match that I couldn't give two craps about. He made me care about. Congrats to Bad Bunny. Now, two nights of WrestleMania. I got to tell you, it works. I am now convinced that it works because you let it breathe. I feel like if they try to take everything and push it together in one night, we're looking at a marathon like we've seen in the past. And when that marathon is over, you're tired, you're bothered, you're like, I just spent 7 hours in front of a TV, as opposed to 2 3-hour weekends. Because think about it. How long was this card tonight because of the rain delay? It's like 3 hours. Very reasonable. Very, very reasonable. So I know they're planning on going back to one night, but I am sold on it. Because last year you got to push to the side. A few of the matches last year weren't even real wrestling matches. Remember the main event of WrestleMania Night 1 of 36 last year? It was that cinematic match, which I ripped. I felt like yesterday, by the way. It feels like it was 5 minutes ago that I was talking to this exact same microphone, bitching about Undertaker AJ Styles. This has been a weird year. It's been a weird year, but I got to tell you, it's actually moved pretty fast. But whatever, I'm not getting into that. The point is, I think it works. Now, I'll have another podcast after WrestleMania 37 Night 2, and who knows, maybe I'm going to sit there and say, boy, this was too much. Saturday night, Sunday night, this all sucked. But right now in the moment, I like the two-night WrestleMania. What I don't like, I should just do a whole podcast about this instead of getting into it now. But what I don't like is Peacock. Peacock sucks. And I've got many reasons for that. But I'm going to save that for a future podcast. So thank you for listening to WrestleMania 37 Night 1 Instant Reaction. And it doesn't appear like my son woke up. So that's a win for me, and it's a win for you. Good night, everybody.